You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goals. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goals. Scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill. Alex Dunn in the hot seat today, presenting with Pete Farries, Al Ross and Gav Pushilowski to come with their best bets across the weekend in the Championship, in League One and League Two. First up on that list of illustrious punters feared throughout the land is Mr. Pete Farries. Hello, Peter.
Good day.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. A return to League Podcast duty for myself.
Yeah, about time. You've had your time off.
Extended pre-season.
I was
covering the Euros, wasn't I? So
yeah,
sat on the bench for a while, just building up my podcast fitness.
Yeah,
and I feel ready, raring to go.
Good.
In the previous 2 weeks,
yeah.
Have you had Sam Norris both times?
No, I've had Kellner once as well.
Oh, not Dave Kellner.
I know, it's made it even worse, Alex. You bring in my mortal enemy.
I was going to say, that had nothing to do with me.
No, a man who once uttered the immortal phrase, when you open a business, it's best to make more money than you spend, without any irony whatsoever.
It makes sense.
No, it does, but it's a particular piece of of wisdom that I think all of us could maybe have clicked onto. He is also one of my favourite people, but he's also my nemesis.
Okay.
And I've had three bad weeks. Every week I've put up a fair few winning bets, I think, from sort of the general look at it again after the games. But every week I've gone, right, I've got two choices for Nap. I'm going to go with this way, and I've got it wrong every single time. Gav's in fine fettle in League One. I think he's 3-3. So I've got a bit of chasing to do. Because God forbid I finish behind Gav doing anything. I've got a bit of chasing to do. But again, this week, after a bit of League Cup action midweek, it's an intriguing batch of fixtures and some prices that I think are quite tempting.
Mm. Four games gone. We are going to look at the table. I know people say you don't at this stage of the season. But if you're a Huddersfield fan, you are buzzing. If you're a Blackburn fan, you are less so.
Yeah, and only one of those things will probably not continue throughout the season, and that's probably Huddersfield. Blackburn are doomed for me. It's a shame, obviously, a club with an illustrious career, and our very own Robbie Savage, of course, was tweeting about playing in the Europa League for them and scoring in the Europa League for them only a few years ago. It's a club that's just, I mean, it's standing still, but the problem is that everyone else is moving forward. So they're in real trouble, Blackburn. They're in real trouble. Huddersfield, I backed at the beginning of this season on this podcast not to go up, but to have a really good season. So I'm surprised to see where they are, but everyone's bought into that David Wagner philosophy. Everyone. You know, how hard they press, how fit they are. They've gone from arguably the least fit team in the league to probably the most fit team in the league under David Wagner. The Villa game is a perfect example. Under the cosh, and they were under the cosh in that game, getting battered, but they didn't give up. They had that fitness, they had that desire, that drive, and even though the goal was lucky, the point was they were still able to push for it. So they're doing really well. Brighton are exactly where I think they're going to finish this season. Norwich will have a great season. It's going to be amazing. I think we've still got a lot of teams that are going to start to improve and a lot of teams that are probably going to start to deprove.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Definitely not a word, but it's okay.
I've actually got Susie Dent's number here somewhere. She might
be Huddersfield, just going back to them briefly as well.
Yeah.
You look at the start of the season they've had, and they've played Villa and Newcastle already.
It's not easy
and
teams.
They'd have taken probably 4 points from the home game against Brentford and the home game against Barnsley. Away trips to Newcastle and Villa, they're still unbeaten. They took 4 points from those games, and well, if it continues, then...
I honestly think as the season goes, going to Newcastle will be your hardest game of the season. Mm. That's genuinely my opinion. And Huddersfield have already done it, and they've not just done it, they've done it in style. Mm. So they've started brilliantly. It's just about maybe the depth at Huddersfield that worries me a little bit, because you do need a bigger squad this season, with the emergency loan window having been obliterated. You do need a deeper squad, and there are a fair few names in that Huddersfield team, but I just worry about a couple of injuries. But David Wagner is a very, very talented man, and what I like, I always say this, if I was ever a chairman of a football club, the one thing I would look for in a manager was a philosophy, was a generalised feeling from top to bottom about the club, about how they should play. And Wagner's got that in spades.
He has. Long way to go yet, though, Huddersfield fans. Right, we're going to focus on the two televised games, the first of which comes up on Friday evening as Derby make the trip to Burton. Should be a good one, this. Burton have far from disgraced themselves so far. Just the one win, but that was at home to Sheffield Wednesday a couple of weekends ago. They drew at... In fact, that was in midweek, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Last week. They drew at Blackburn last time. Again, not the worst point. I know that we said Blackburn are likely to struggle, but not horrendous so far from Burton. Big game for them, and a big game for Derby as well, who've made a slightly stuttering start. They've only scored once, but they've only conceded twice. Hard to know what to make of them, but they have had some difficult games so far, Derby, and this is slightly easier, isn't it?
I don't know that it is. This is kind of a derby, isn't it? East Staffordshire against Derbyshire. And, I mean, a lot of my girlfriend's family are from both parts of these, from both Burton and Derby, so it'll be interesting to see how they all get on this weekend when we go to a barbecue. But I honestly think Burton are quite interesting here. The first bet, and actually, arguably, in my opinion, the best bet of this match, though, comes under the goal time market. That is where you should be looking here. And you should be looking at match goal, 76th minute to full time at 11-10.
Okay.
That is the best bet of this game and was really fighting to be my nap of the week.
Okay.
So, you've got 11-10. Derby's games so far in the league have had, what, 3 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those three were against Barnsley, where it was 11th minute and 47th. Mm-hmm. And the other one was an 87th minute against Preston. So one of the three. Yep. Not a great record. Burton's league games so far this season. Landed twice in the Forest game. Landed twice in the Bristol City game. Landed in the Wednesday game. Landed in the Blackburn game. It has landed in every Burton Albion match so far this season. Forest are another team you have to look at for late goals in this league, but 76 minutes of full time is 11-10. Now, I know that some of you might want to just back outright or whatever else, but this is genuinely for me the best bet of the lot. Also, bear in mind, Derby conceded 90th minute against Carlisle in the League Cup at the weekend. So that's another thing you have to bear in mind. A lot of late goals. Now, I'm not. You could take, if you want to, into the fact that Sturridge scored in the 78th and the 83rd, if you want to. But that's just more fuel to the fire. It's certainly not water on the fire of this bet. So this is the way to play this game, in my opinion, late goals. But Derby at the moment, I had a little look at the Derby County Twitter feed during and after the Carlisle match. Wow. That was some negative stuff. And that's basically what the fans were saying about Nigel Pearson's football. Negative, dull, boring. And yeah, they've kept a fair few clean sheets. You know, all but one game that they've kept a clean sheet so far in the league. But it is not going the way they want it to go. So 19-20 both teams, even though they've been keeping clean sheets, I could certainly play that. He did make a lot of changes in the week, did Nigel Pearson. And in that case, you might think, well, Derby 11-10. Burton didn't make a huge amount of changes and then got beaten 5-0 by Liverpool, a side who you have to chase when they press. So 11-10 Derby. I would go with Derby here, despite that negativity. But certainly, without question, look at that late goal market. I think that's a really, really, really good way to play it. Now, you might want to get involved in goal scorers, and I completely understand that. And one man you might want to get involved in here is Mr. Irvine. Now, admittedly, he's not a striker. He's a midfielder, is Jackson Irvine, the Australian who's come down from Scotland. But he has scored 2 in 3. And if I'm getting a guy who's scored 2 in 3, and I'm getting him at 5-1 anytime, I'm thinking, 2 in 3, 5-1 anytime? I could probably have a little go on that. So that's another way to play this. I think Derby will probably do it simply because Burton put out pretty much their first team against Liverpool. Derby made a fair few changes for their game against Carlisle, despite the fact it went the whole way. But 5-1 Jackson Irvine anytime. I would nibble on Derby at 11-10, but play the 76th minute to full time at 11-10.
Okay. Burton, who are the top scorers in the league to date, scored 9, but also conceded 9. Could be a good one then on Friday evening. We'll move to the Saturday tea time kickoff next. That is Newcastle against Brighton. Newcastle in 7th, Brighton in 2nd. And it's priced up like this, with Newcastle at 21-20, the draw at 9-4, and Brighton at 5-2. There aren't many times that Newcastle will be odds against at home this year, you would have thought. That said, Brighton are one of the best sides in the league, and they're two sides that you'd fully expect to be fighting out automatic promotion at the end of the season.
They will be. They both will be for me. I mean, if this game wasn't one of our specialist TV games, Alex, I'd have run for the hills on it, because I think it's tough. I really do think it's tough. Brighton, of course, midweek had themselves a relatively comfortable 4-2 victory over Oxford United. They made a couple of changes to that game as well, but they'll have been delighted to get Tom Ahmed scoring, of course. And they were, to be honest, there was a sort of a 40 minutes where sorry, 30 minutes where they maybe weren't at the best. After that, they battered Oxford. They really did. Obviously, that result against Reading was very disappointing. I backed Brighton to beat Reading in that game, who I think are in serious trouble this season. And, you know, 2-1 up and blew it. And then, of course, they battered Rotherham and they battered battered Forest, didn't they, as well as Colchester. So they've played well. They're a good side. There was a couple of markets here that are worth looking at. Firstly, both teams to score is worth looking at here. That's 10 to 11. Now, actually, annoyingly, that was even money last night. So obviously, there's been a little bit of money or a little bit of a rethink from the traders here, because I can't see that not landing, can you? I mean, the way that Brighton are scoring and the way that Brighton are conceding at the moment, you know, we saw the 2-2, we've seen them scoring goals again midweek, of course, and conceding. And Newcastle, we were talking about this a little bit before we came to record this, Alex. There still seems to be a tiny bit of uncertainty about what he thinks his best back line are. Jan Mats, of course, gone now as well. You're a Newcastle fan, you'll know better than I. That back four doesn't quite seem settled as an idea yet.
The whole team doesn't seem settled yet. Yeah. He's bought so many players and he's just sort of, I think, still finding out what his best team is. I mean, Jan Mats started the season, he's already gone. So Yedlin's been brought in as a direct replacement for him. There are many variables that are all sort of at the same level, if you like. The four centre-backs, Lascelles, Hanley and Bemba and Kieran Clarke, all four are very, very steady championship defenders or better.
Yeah.
But then there's just plenty of options. It's something that hasn't been seen for a while. Your hat back to Rolando Aaron's playing left-back at Chelsea last year. That won't be happening again this season. But yeah, it is a team that is sort of transitioning both in terms of players and the ones that remain in terms of sort of confidence. It's a tricky game, this, Brighton.
Yeah. If pushed, and I believe that's what being on this podcast is, the draw at 9-4 and the draw on both teams to score market at 16-5 would both be considerations. I don't think either team would take a score draw here and be furious about it. If I'm honest with you, I really don't. Newcastle, of course, will want to win. But even, I mean, Newcastle fans, Alex, who, of course, you are one of, they're a special breed, of course, amongst possibly them and Leeds fans and one or two other fans. But they are also, at least on occasion, they're the kind of ones who'll go, all right, Brighton have come here. They're a great side. A draw is fine. We've got to start battering people from here on out. They're not all idiots. but of course, you know, same in every team. No, you were in one of the brackets. but look, I would play draw at 9-4. I'd play draw on both teams to score at 16-5. Again, it's a tough game. It is a tough game, but I, in the end, think this will probably end up all square, Alex. So that's where I'd go.
Right, we're going to move on to the rest of the Championship. The best of the rest. Mr. Pete Farries is going to take over here. I'm going to hand him the studio. Basically, Pete, we just want any other bets that you like in the Championship.
Well,
how does that sound to you?
It sounds good. Let's go.
We've got Al Ross coming up, and we've got Gav Pushlush coming up. But first, here is the dulcet tones of Mr. Peter Farries.
Well, the first place to stop for me would be Barnsley at 10-11 to beat Rotherham. Rotherham haven't scored away from home yet, but to be fair, they have been to Villa and Brighton. But it's Barnsley's home form that in this derby makes me want to back them. Hit 2 and 3 in their opening two home games, and the job that Paul Heckingbottom has done is absolutely incredible. So 10-11, Barnsley is the way to go. They've scored goals, they look good, and one of the men who is scoring goals is centre-back Alfie Mawson. 2 goals this season, he's 7-1 anytime, and he's a very, very good looking bet for me. But Barnsley on a real high at present, I think at 10-11 is a good place to start your weekend accumulators. Secondly, well, that would be Fulham at 6-5. Blackburn are just struggling, aren't they? 1 point from the season so far, pressure already reportedly on Owen Coyle. but they do not look right and did not look right midweek against Crewe, despite the result either. Fulham at 6-5, well, they did go to extra time against Borough midweek, of course, but ultimately, I don't really think that they can be opposed here, Fulham. 6-5 is a good price considering they've taken 8 points from their opening 4 games. Fulham at 6-5, a very, very good way to go. The last price that I really like here is Leeds at 12-5 to beat Forest. They made 11 changes midweek in their victory over Luton. Young Tyler Denton getting his first goal for the club as well. But as much as Leeds have been a little bit weird so far this season, and Forest have scored 8 goals at home so far as well, I still think Leeds are the way to go here. They're on the up, and for me, Forest can't keep conceding the way that they are. Brittas Mbolonga, who scored, of course, against Burton, who, of course, scored in the 4-3 victory over Wigan as well, may well not be fit for this match, in which case Leeds at 6-4 draw no bet might look like an even better nibble. 2-1 for Chris Wood anytime he's begun to find his goal-scoring form. And Marcus Antonsson, the man, of course, they brought in from Malmö in Swedish Allsvenskan football, is 11-5. Both worth a look. If you're asking for my nap of the week, though, it is pretty simple. I want to oppose Blackburn in every way, shape and form that I can. So ultimately, I will play Fulham at 6-5 as my nap of the week. Come on, it's going to happen. It's got to happen.
So the thoughts of Pete Farries there on the Championship games coming up over the weekend. Let's move to League One now, where Bolton are the early pace setters, maintaining their 100% win record with a victory over Fleetwood last weekend. They are 4 from 4 now and sit top of the tree. Scunthorpe and Bradford just in behind, whereas at the bottom of the table, 3 teams sharing bottom spot. Sheffield United currently bottom on goal difference, with Wimbledon and Rochdale all with just a solitary point from their 4 games to date. Plenty of interesting clashes up to this point. Northampton travel to Coventry. Northampton, who have drawn 4 in a row in the league, but of course knocked West Brom out of the cup in midweek and have a home tie against Manchester United in the next round. Plenty of decent betting opportunities to get your teeth stuck into in League One. And fortunately for us, the man tasked with pointing you in the direction of winners in League One on this occasion is Mr. Gav Pushilovsky. Over to you, Gav.
Another weekend action-packed with League One football, and here are my 3 best bets for this Saturday. I'm going to start, first of all, with one of the best teams in League One at the moment. Got off to a great start. They're not far behind Bolton, and it's Bradford at home to Oldham. Bradford are 8-11, and they've got that nice formula going at the moment, which is not conceding many goals and scoring plenty of goals. And it's a winning formula, tried and tested, and Bradford have got it at the moment. They're 8-11 against an Oldham side who are actually doing better than I thought they were going to at the start of the season. So many new players at Oldham, I thought they'd falter immediately, but they haven't. They've kept a good number of clean sheets. They won away at Bury last weekend, which was a great result for Oldham. I know they lost away at Preston in the EFL Cup during the week. So Oldham have actually done better, and defensively they're quite good, Oldham. So maybe Bradford and unders is the way forward in this one. Bradford at 8-11, that's a good bet for me, but Bradford and under 2.5 goals might also be worth having a look at, which is 12-5. I will tell you that Bradford have won the last 3 games straight against Oldham. 2 of those 3 games have been unders on the goals. That brings us nicely to goal scorers as well, because Billy Clark has been amongst the goals so far this season, and he scored a couple of goals against Oldham. I think it's 2 in 3 against Oldham in the last head-to-head meetings. And also, Tony McMahon, anytime goal scorer, great from set pieces, penalty taker. He scored 2 goals in the 3-1 victory against Coventry last Saturday. And the last time Oldham played at Bradford, Bradford won 1-0, and Tony McMahon scored the only goal of the game there as well. But I do like Bradford at 8-11. Do look at Bradford and unders. Do have a look at Tony McMahon anytime, and Billy Clark for Bradford as well. My second bet this weekend is looking at Coventry versus Northampton. Of course, these teams are kind of neighbours for a while, with Coventry moving into Northampton when they couldn't play at home for reasons off the pitch. But Coventry at 8-5, they're struggling this season, Coventry. Their form is not brilliant, and at the moment in League One, they find themselves in the bottom four. Northampton are 15th. Northampton have got 4 points so far this season, and Coventry have only got two. We had differing results for these sides in the EFL Cup as well, with Northampton getting past West Bromwich Albion on penalties. They'll be buoyed by that. Coventry got walloped 6-1 at Norwich after losing 3-1 at Bradford on Saturday last weekend. So Coventry have conceded 9 in their last two games. Problems for Coventry, simply not scoring enough and conceding too many goals. Northampton came here and won 2-1 in the FA Cup last season. And the interesting thing about that, and this is a big, big price for an anytime goal scorer, he scored against West Bromwich Albion in the EFL Cup. And the last time that Northampton played at Coventry last season in the FA Cup, he scored then as well. Xander Diamond from centre-half, 18-1 any time. He is a play from set pieces. That's a whopper of a price for an anytime goal scorer. Northampton have got 4 draws on the board. Coventry have drawn 2 of the last 3. So the draw is my play in this one at 2-1. But I could also very much be tempted by Northampton draw no bet on this one, because I think they are a price pretty tempting me at evens, Northampton draw no bet. But I'll say the draw is a big play between Coventry and Northampton at 2-1. Before I get into my third and final bet in League One, Oxford look a big play at 14-5 to pile on the misery against Sheffield United. The natives are not happy. I know, because I'm one of them. And Sheffield United find themselves bottom of League One at the moment with 1 point this season. Oxford 14-5 for pile on the misery looks a little bit big. And of course, Chris Wilder, the now Sheffield United boss, is a former boss of Oxford. So they will be desperate to get one over on their old gaffer. Charlton and Bolton is both teams score overs on the goals. I think likewise with MK Dons and Peterborough. And maybe Peterborough are just to play at 7-4 because they're scoring plenty of goals. And somebody else who's scoring plenty of goals, and this brings me on nicely to my third and final bet, is Scunthorpe away at Port Vale. 11-5 for Port Vale. Scunthorpe are 23-20, 11-5 for the draw. And the draw is a big play for me in this one, because Port Vale's home form is good. They're having a pretty decent season. Scunthorpe are having a great season, scoring plenty of goals. 4 of the last 5 meetings between these two sides have ended up all square. And a number of times, you're looking at a score draw 1-1, 2-2. 1-1 is 6-1, 2-2 is 14-1. Scunthorpe in 5 away games have scored over 1.5 goals in all of those games as well. So this could be a high-scoring draw. Anytime goal scorers are plenty for Scunthorpe. Kevin Van Veen, 3 for the season in League One, 6-4 anytime. Tom Hopper, 3 for the season in League One so far, 15-8 anytime. And Josh Morris, 1 better. He's got 4 for the season, 9-4 anytime for Josh Morris. Those three players providing 10 goals alone for Scunthorpe this season, and they are big goal scorers. Could very much be tempted by Scunthorpe at 23-20 to win at Port Vale, but Port Vale, 4 wins in 5 at home, and they are going great guns at Vale Park. And as I said, 4 of the last 5 meetings between Port Vale and Scunthorpe have ended all square. So the draw is very much a play for me at 11-5. Could be a score draw. So my League One acca this Saturday is Bradford at home at 8-11 against Oldham. It's the draw between Coventry and Northampton at 2-1, and it's the draw between Port Vale and Scunthorpe at 11-5. That is just over 15-1. And my nap selection is Bradford to beat Oldham at 8-11.
Bradford then getting a nod from Gav Pushalovsky. His nap in League One this week. A tasty treble put up as well from Gav. Good stuff from him. And we'll move on to League Two. We'll get rid of that just there. There we go. League Two then. Al Ross is the man who's going to be looking ahead to this in just a second. In terms of League Two, obviously 4 games played here as well. And it's Morecambe who lead, but a much more tight, compact division. No runaway leaders yet. And no one completely adrift at the bottom, if you like. Not that anyone's going to be adrift, but nobody with 0 points, no one with a perfect record. Morecambe have won 3 and lost 1 of their games so far. They come here off the back of a win at Yeovil last time. And they travel to Accrington, who of course beat Burnley in the Cup in midweek. Plenty of interesting clashes in League Two. Bottom of the table, Cambridge. They host Luton, who started the season well. They did lose at Stevenage, though. Last time, Stevenage, who without that win would be bottom of the table. So everyone's beating everyone. I get the feeling it's a pretty hard league to get a handle on. Well, I know it is. It normally is, and it would appear to have been proven so far this season as well. So difficult, but if anyone can, I'm sure that Al Ross can. So let's see what he makes of the selected games in League Two that he's going to go for, see what his nap is, and he's also going to put a treble up of the games that he's been looking at, just as Gav has done previously. So I'll hand you over to Al.
To start this week, and it is with headline makers Accrington Stanley knocking Burnley out of the Football League Cup. That's a very big deal. Being rewarded with a tie against West Ham, that is an additional distraction, and I think they could have done without both. This is a line of thinking that worked well when Stanley lost at Barnet immediately after their heroic extra time win over Bradford in the last round, and that match was played on a Tuesday. It was Wednesday this week. They have 24 hours less recovery time, and they only made two changes from their last match. And yet they're odds on. I can only assume that's because some computer-generated algorithms are making the home side a good bet, but we are well past algorithms here. Are the visitors on Saturday on a bad run? No, they're the league leaders. Morecambe, 14-5 on the outright is huge. They're 5-6 on a plus one handicap, so 5-6 not to lose. Morecambe look remarkable. I'm going to stick with the idea of energy drain for my second bet too, because Barnet's good home record, I've mentioned it before, I'll mention it again, no club outside of the automatic promotion places won more home games than Barnet in League Two last year. Four of their 6 points so far this season have been from their two home games. Last week they were at Crawley, which is hardly a pilgrimage for them, and they've had the midweek off. Now Carlisle, what a contrast, an awful set of fixtures. They were at Cambridge last weekend, Cambridge from Cumbria, then at Derby in midweek, and now they have to make a third long trip to London. Let's go back to the Derby game. They drew level in the dying minutes there, then they had to play extra time, and they only went out after 16 penalties. There is no way they can be 100%, and when you're going to the Hive, you need to be 100%. I also earmarked John Akindi, you might remember, as a regular goal scorer shout at the start of this season. 3 goals in his opening 4 games, that's not putting me off. He is a big 6-4 any time. Barnet are an even bigger 8-5 outright. Akindi to score in a Barnet win, that is 3-1. And my last pick is attempt at redemption for last week. I had 2 outright win picks, Grimsby to beat Leighton Orient, Luton to beat Stevenage, and neither came in, despite my picks outshooting their respective opponents by 19 shots on target to 5. Orient scored their only 2 shots on target at Grimsby, who of course won over half of their home games last season. And Grimsby had no midweek cup match, unlike Stevenage, who was spanked 4-0 by Stoke. So a shade of odds against 21-20 on Grimsby, that will do me nicely. Given that between them in their opening 4 fixtures, these teams have scored or conceded 24 goals already, there's always the option for the 23-10 on Grimsby and over 2.5 goals. Of course, I like all 3 of these picks, particularly the big prices of the first 2 shouts, but my nap this week has to be at the Accrington game, where Morecambe are such a big outright price that I can have the insurance of a draw no bet and still get a nap of 2-1. So anyway, Grimsby, Morecambe and Barnet, if you wanted to play them as an outright simple treble, it would pay, at the time of recording, 19.25-1.
Big old price as well from Al Ross and his fancied treble. Over 19-1 if you are in with Al this time around. Some fantastic action to look forward to in Leagues 1 and 2, and of course the Championship. We'll be back next week, where we'll be a league podcast with a little bit of a twist, given it is International Week, of course. So the focus certainly will be on the lower divisions there. But thank you very much for listening to the William Hill League podcast, and we'll speak to you next time.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.